Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechas Yuma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Rav Shalom Zalman U'v'zgos Rav Masiyat V'chay Yitzchal Atzayim. They should be gebenched with us. Sachat Tzlochan Siat Dishmaya, good health, Parnasa B'shefa, and Kult of Sela. And B'schos, Estabas Rachel, she should be Zechir Fan, receive a call going B'karav Mamish. Now Mishnah Vav continues what we started in the previous Mishnah, discussing how many kahanim were necessary to do that Vayda the Karbonis. So Mishnah Vav tells us, Ayil, when we're dealing with a ram, Karav B'chadasar, that's brought with 11 kahanim. Habasar, the actual meat and the limbs of the animal. B'chamisha, that's a total of 5. And this is the same 5 that we had by the Karban Tamid. That's one that carried the head and the back leg, a second that carried the 2 front legs, a third that carried the hind quarters and the other back leg, a fourth the chest and the neck, and a fifth the 2 sides. However, here's where the difference is. Hakravayim v'hasoyes v'yayin, the innards, the flour, and the wine that's brought with it, v'shnayim shnayim, each of those has 2 kayhanim, not 1, because the innards of the aisle are much heavier, so we have to have 2 kayhanim, and there's more flour and more wine that's brought, so therefore we have 2 over there as well. That's a total of 6. 6 plus 5 is 11. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, par when we bring a bull, carved be'esim v'arba, that's brought with 24 kayhanim. Harosh v'regel, when we're dealing with the head and the back leg, so harosh, the head be'echad, is brought with 1 kayin, v'haregel b'shnayim, and the back leg is brought with 2 kayhanim. That's because the head and the leg is much heavier when we're dealing with a bull, therefore we have a total of 3 kayhanim bringing the rush and the regel, not 1. Ha'ikets v'regel, the hind quarters and the other back leg, ha'ikets b'shnayim, the hind quarters are with 2 kayhanim, v'haregel on the other back leg is b'shnayim with 2 kayhanim. When we're talking about the chest and the neck, the chest is with 1 and the gera, the neck area, is with 3 kayhanim. The 2 front legs, that's with 2 kayhanim. The 2 sides, that's also with 2 kayhanim. The innards, the flour and the wine that's brought with it, that's 3 kayhanim each bring this. And that's a total of 24 kayhanim. Now the Mishnah just clarifies, what are we talking about? When these animals that are being brought, the Karban Tamid, the Isle of the previous Mishnah, or this part of this Mishnah, are Karbanos Sibur. For example, when we bring these as a Karban Musaf. So then this Avod is divided up among many Kayhanim. Aval B'Karban Yachid, when we're talking about an individual bringing a Karban, Imratz al Hakriv Makriv. If the Kayhan bringing this Karban wants to do it all on his own, he could do it all on his own, no problem. And if Shaitan Minituchan Shal Eluva Elu Shavin, the flaying of the skin, meaning peeling the skin off of the animal and the cutting the animal into various pieces, of both of these animals, meaning whether of private Karbanos or of Karbanos Sibur, those are equal. They're even allowed to be done with a Zar, with a non-kayin, and the only time we're going to have this lottery dividing up who's doing what avoida is when we're talking about a karbon sibor. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, going back to talking about the avoida of the kayin gadol on Yom Kippur. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.